For the second time, a North Carolina Senate committee has attempted to hold a confirmation hearing for a member of Governor Roy Cooper's cabinet. And for the second time, that attempt has failed. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
It seems our Democratic governor and GOP-controlled state Senate are playing a game of chicken, each side betting the other will flinch on the confirmation process. At 11 a.m. today, the Senate Commerce and Industry Committee again held a hearing to confirm Larry Hall as Secretary of North Carolina's Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. Hall did not show up. But as committee chairman Wesley Meredith pointed out, Hall has been active in his new role.
Yesterday, he attended a meeting of the North Carolina Military Affairs Commission as its secretary, and the department's website lists him as the secretary.
Senate leaders say a clause in the state constitution gives them the right to advise and consent on who gets to be in the governor's cabinet, and Meredith had this warning for Hall: show up for a hearing tomorrow or else.
He should bear in mind there are consequences when state officials refuse to follow the law. This meeting is adjourned.
Just what those consequences could be was not discussed. The General Assembly could issue a subpoena to compel Hall to show up, or they could simply vote against his confirmation. But that would open up a whole new can of legal worms. Governor Roy Cooper has sued the General Assembly, saying this confirmation process harms his ability to run the state's executive branch. A state court recently said the hearings could take place, but told Cooper's lawyer the governor could come back to the court if one of his cabinet picks is not confirmed. The overall issue is due to be argued in court next month. For WFA News, I'm Tom Bullock.